Hey, thanks for listening to The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Simon and Frederick left Jeff the Mouse trapped beneath the unconscious mare's body to go find the townsfolk and tell them that the snakes had all gone and the feral mare had been taken care of. Jeff pulled himself free, accidentally woke the sleeping jaguar, and quickly fled to catch up with his friends. The trio convinced the cowering townsfolk to let them into the survival shelter in the center of town, where they met an ocelot called Dr. Dave, who accompanied Simon to go back and check on Mayor Susan. She leaps at both of you, and in the second, while she's leaping through the air, Dave sort of gives you a look as if to silently ask the question of, like, are you sure she's not still feral? Like, she's jumping at us, like, I'll be in danger.
Yeah, Simon pats his breastplate, like, anything that happens, I got it.
I'm wearing gold.
Yeah, totally. It goes, like, tink tink under his like feathers. You know how the feathers have that bit of like hard in the feathers? That's the tink tink.
Well, you've got wing blades.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And Susan stops her leap right in front of Dr. Dave and says, Dr. Dave, I'm so sorry to you and all the people of the town. I've harmed so much. I've even harmed you, my best friend and closest confidant, I'm told.
Simon crosses his arms.
And before Dave can like respond or even say anything, she just continues in this sort of rant, like she's trying to get something all out of her mind before she forgets it. And she's like shaking her head around and starting to act a little bit erratic. But she's like, I don't know what happened. I felt like something else was controlling me, like I could only sit and sort of watch through a haze as my body did such horrible things. And then she sort of glances to you, Simon. She says, thank you. You stopped me. You and your friends. Thank you for that.
Okay, he says, like knowing how they stopped her.
Yeah. I've got one hells of a headache, but I'm glad I didn't cause any more harm than... Oh, I shudder to think, what will the people think of me now? They won't want me as their mayor anymore.
With what I know that is going on, I feel that many more will succumb these effects in the days to come.
So, Susan, may I call you Susan? Well, of course you can, you're my closest friend, I told you that. Yes, that's news to me, but thank you. So, while you were just sitting and watching yourself do these things, what agents did you have any agency? What did you get any sense of what was
did
controlling you?
Did you hear anything you? About Kashtar or Wither?
She whips her head in your direction when you say those two names. Wither, yeah, Wither is a demon. And then, yeah, as if something's coming to her that she didn't consciously know, and you sort of see her like putting, like muttering to herself and putting pieces together in her head, and she's apparently some kind of demon of suffering. There's a god called Grimm, I think. It was some kind of, and the demon is a wolf. It's a wolf made of smoke, and It wants to take over this realm, which belongs to that other god you just said, the Kashtar. It's been slowly corrupting the world for hundreds of years, and his plans have been sped up because you. And then looks at you again, Simon. It knows you're here. It knows you and your friend are the only ones who can stop it. I think it wants to stop you before you can achieve whatever it is you're here for?
Well, all we know is the Creator wants to meet us, and that's... I have a ball called Cash.
Where is Cash?
Probably still on me, to be frank, in my saddlebags.
Yeah, you hear this muffled...
Luckily didn't get thrown out.
Yeah, you hear a muffled voice through the saddlebags, just...
My name is Cash. The Creator wants to meet you.
See?
Darkleaf!
Says it all the time. And there is this fancy breastplate, and he sort of puffs out his pigeon chest.
Yes, that certainly looks very regal or important.
We know the flowering vines on it are of the old god Keshtar. We know this much. I don't know why I have it. It must be important.
The Creator wants to meet you.
See? He says it all the time.
Yeah, she says, this thing, whatever it is, this withered wolf smoke demon thing, this whatever it is you need to do, I think it's going to try and stop you soon.
Yes. I'm more worried about the people it's going to stop on the way. You don't feel like it's going to take over you again, do you?
Yes, I'd be very interested to know that as well, Mayor. I don't think so. I feel like now that I know it, I've felt it and I know what it is, maybe I can fight its influence if it tries to take me again.
Perhaps it is best that you spend some time together with your best friend, closely, so that he can take care of you. And keep an eye out just in case, you know? I think it's probably best.
Simon, make me a heart flip, just in general. We're at possibly the birth of a relationship here.
Amazing. It's a 9 of clubs. And what was my heart again? My heart was 4. And I don't know, would you add like charm or magician or something to that? Because he's trying to be your magic.
Charm for sure.
Charm for sure.
Yeah, that's charm.
Cool. So that would be a 9 plus 4 is 13 plus the 2. So 15.
Okay. Dave and Susan. I just realized how plain their names are.
Dave and Susan.
Dave and Susan. The Jaguar and the Ocelot.
They sort of share this look between them, and it's like a lingering look. Like maybe it's a look that they've almost had for years, but they've never actually had it, and now they're finally having it. And there's this moment of tension and also like the release of a long-held tension from the past. Cute. And you can tell right now, Simon, that you are in the midst of a moment that is not yours.
I'll leave you two to settle the details, and I'll fly back to tell the townsfolk that they can leave the town hall. How's that sound?
Yes, I think that's an excellent idea. I'll keep...
flies off, like, in the middle of a sentence. Excellent! Just see ya.
I'm out of here.
This is awkward.
Alright, so, yeah, Simon flies back, knocks on the door again. Oh, it's Simon! And, yeah, what does he find? What's been happening?
Jeff has had the door slightly cracked and has been doing shadow puppets. For the kids who seem to be the only ones that are believing his stories. So he's depicting him swashbuckling and defeating a crazed mare while still caring for his safety and defending Simon, who fell over immediately and couldn't get up with his butt. And the kids are loving it.
The hedgehog baby Jonathan is like giggling away. But it's a baby, so you know it doesn't understand, but it's still having
but
a
it's
very...
also bigger than me, so it's like
it's like an infectious baby giggle, but yes, it's deeper than your voice.
Very deep.
Amazing.
I mean, it's a baby hedgehog, yeah. Though. It's not James Earl Jones.
I like the idea of a James Earl Jones tone giggling like a baby.
I'm not gonna... Oh, probably. I can add that in post.
Can you add that in post? Can you base out a children's laughter?
No, that went a bit Elmo.
Oh boy, that tickles.
Oh boy, that tickles.
That's Gollum.
Oh boy, that tickles.
I think that's Conky from...
I'm disturbed by both of you right now. Okay, like,
Simon arrives. The door is slightly cracked open because Jeff is using the light outside to make shadow puppets. What do you do?
For theatric's sake, Jeff has just reached the point where he soars up on Frederick and makes a huge bird shadow puppet as Simon bursts in.
I burst in. I don't notice because I'm Simon and I don't notice things that are going on. So I just bowl over.
So I would assume that Simon fills in Jeff with what's happened fairly shortly, or everyone?
Yeah, pretty much. He wouldn't be quiet about it. So he'd just walk on over, start talking to you in the middle of everything that you're doing, probably with his back to the babies that are watching you, like, with absolutely no understanding of what's going on, and just tell you about how you were right, how Susan seems to be better now, and is actually able to tell us what she was seeing while under the influence, and about the demon to the wolf of smoke and all of that kind of stuff. So it's very in keeping with what we've heard before, you know, with the cavern to the east.
Jeffrey nods, smiles, takes the information and whips around to all the people in the hall, aka his audience, and announces it to them like it was something he just found out.
Sounds fair.
Okay, make your grand proclamation to the people, convincing them that the coast is clear, and then make a heart flip.
He just repeats what Simon has said, but with more gusto. and it's 8 of clubs, but my heart is 3, so that's 11, and it's kind of macho, so I'm going to take 1 for 12.
Sweet. You give this proclamation that the mayor is fine, the threat is neutralized, and people start to flock down off their shelves, very eager to get out the door and into the fresh air.
People go past, Jeffrey grabs their hands and sort of makes it look like they're congratulating him.
So you just try and shake their hands?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd say you just managed to do that.
Don't worry about it, don't worry. The word hero is too strong. No, it's fine.
Just flip a card for me and just tell me the number.
It's a queen.
Oh, that's nice. A 12. In that rush of animals going past you, you manage to make sort of like meaningful handshake, physical contact with 12 creatures who are now positively under your influence.
Fantastic. I'm a big fan.
But they all just rush past and sort of just venture back out into the town. And it's you two and Frederick left alone. And Frederick just says,
What do you mean am I still there? I don't live here. I wasn't going to just go out with the other people. Are you that eager to get rid of me? Fine, I'll go back to Thorndale. See you later. Thanks, Frederick. Thanks for all your help. Oh, you're welcome. Don't mention it. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
you're
really here because of Jeffrey and Jeffrey not wanting to ride me and having some sort of fascination with riding you, and I don't want to go into that, so I just left that up to you two.
Well, whatever it is, if you don't need me, I'll happily go back to Thorndale and tell the people what I've learned, but I suppose you did say you needed to fly across that blasted desert of seeds, so... If you need me for that, I
mean, we still would appreciate your guidance, Frederick, to get us to where we need to go before we need to cross the last piece ourselves.
Yes, you millennial animals can't do anything on your own, can you?
Well, without, you know, GPS maps, Google Maps, you know, my Google Maps does not seem to be working out here, so...
You just got to use Google Maps. That's where you ask a goose. Goose
Gull. It really should
goose
be
Goose Gull. I was going to say Goo Gull, but that sounds like a gull has issues that we don't want to address.
Gogol.
Gogol. Gogol is a search engine.
Or GU with dots above it. GULL.
If this world advances to a new technological age, they would definitely have a search engine called Google.
Absolutely.
Right, so I suppose, are we going to rest up for our journey or get provisions or what say you?
Well, I don't really know that these people will be able to provision us very much right now when they're going to be going back to their own homes and seeing if they're safe.
Good point.
You could always grab one for the fly day, big boy. And he like winks and nods over at like a very small critter.
I have vague memories of crouching and roosting in a tree. There's always that on the way.
Okay. I suppose we are used to foraging and what have you. I mean, we are animals after all. We're not the pathetic two-legged creatures that don't have any fur on their bodies and they require supermarkets and what have you for getting there.
It's crazy that we're trying to get you away from a shopping scene. What a turnaround.
Besides, I can't help but feel that we're on some kind of a timetable, to be honest. With this darkness falling across the realm and this smoke wolf attacking people.
Smoke wolf, you say?
Well, yes. I mean, Susan was talking about Wither being a demon of suffering.
A demon? I've never heard of such a thing as a demon.
A demon. Awoo!
Oh no, it's so cool.
Demon, awoo!
Of the god Grimm, have you heard of such?
I've never heard of any gods until you started blathering about this cash business. My name is Cash.
Maybe that's the problem. People should remember their elders and their history and celebrate them.
Well, if we're going to hit the skies, then I suppose we best be at it.
From behind, there is a pitter-patter speeding up and getting closer. Sprinting up, somersaulting through the air, comes Jeffrey, like a little furry cannonball. He lands on Frederick's back, draws his cutlass, and screams to the heavens, Darkleaf!
does my little, like, seed...
you hear a muffled voice from your saddlebag just yell,
Darkleaf! The creator wants to meet you!
Yes, we're heading. We're going.
Okay, it is the dead of night at this point. You arrived at Wood's Edge, or when you first arrived during the snake attack, it was sort of sundown. I don't know if that factors into your plans
it does.
Owls are nocturnal, mice are good at night. I don't know, pigeons' evening habits.
Just say that, like, they fly for a bit because they kind of want to get out of here, and then park up somewhere that looks vaguely safe in a tree in the forest somewhere,
Find a Holiday Inn or something.
Well, I'm not expecting there to be a Holiday Inn necessarily. I'm thinking more like D&D-ish, pull out the tent and the sleeping bag and stuff,
Yep.
Lehman's tiny hut situation.
Frederick's game to hit the skies and fly as far as you can before, you need to rest, get away from the wood and just get into the forest desert.
What do you think, Jeffrey? I think we've probably found out as much as we're going to find here.
Yeah, he hasn't taught us anything extra and we've got somewhere to be.
Cool. Yeah, we take off.
Okay. Cue the adventurous music. Dun da da dun da 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 dun 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 da dun. You just leave this town to rebuild itself, and like jerks, and fly northward with Frederick having Jeff on his back, and Simon flying somewhere next to, above, behind. What, all three?
Probably kind of. Above behind a little bit, because Honestly, at this point, Simon doesn't really trust Jeffrey to not, like, throw things at him. So at least if he's, like, above and behind, he can see them coming.
Okay. So you're just keeping an eye on the mouse that's riding the owl in front of you.
Pretty much. As well as, like, around, you know. But that's also quite useful because if I'm above, I'm keeping an eye kind of on down as well, generally.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, you guys just fly for just a couple of hours to get completely away from the forest, the Great Wood, and then find a place to rest. Out here, the scenery, it's just an enormous, endless desert of just tiny little pebbles that look like seeds, and like occasionally just like patches of weeds and stuff growing amongst it. There's no real vegetation or camouflage or hiding places or basically anything. It's just seeds and weeds.
That's why they call it the Desert of Seeds, then. That makes sense. More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Skatebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a very proud member of the Podicon Go network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about this and other fantastic podcasts. In fact, here's a promo for one of those podcasts now.
Hi, we are Captain Ryan Stories, a kids' story podcast meant for bedtime, long car rides, or just to capture kids' attention.
Come set sail with Captain Ryan, Brady, and Nora as they adventure to new places and learn life lessons along the way.
We promise you'll love it. You can find us in all major podcast listening services, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.